Good morning. I'd like for us to take time the next couple of weeks to ask ourselves the question, what is a Christian? There are many answers that can be given, but we want to go to the Word of God itself to seek some clues to what a Christian is. First, a Christian is part of the body of Christ. Among the most obvious facts in the world is that the parts of the body are different. Each part is important in its own way, and when they work together, the whole body does well. Perhaps this is why the New Testament pictures Christians as members of a body when it talks about how the church works. Notice these basic Bible facts. The church is the body of Christ, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. Colossians 1, verse 18 says, And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. The body of Christ consists of those who are saved. He is the head of the church and Savior of the body, the church. Ephesians 5:23. Then in chapter 2, verse 16 of Ephesians, Paul writes, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. We become members of the body of Christ when we are baptized. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, 12 and 13. Compare what we just read with Paul's statement to the church of Galatia. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 28. Then, back in 1 Corinthians 12, 27, we read, Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Think of what this picture tells us about ourselves. First, we're all different. Again, in 1 Corinthians 12, we read beginning with verse 19, And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. Many misapply these two verses by saying this affirms God's approval of many denominations. This is a grossly misapplication of these verses. Paul is talking about individual Christians, not denominations, how each Christian has a function in the body of Christ. Paul writes to the church in Rome, For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, that is, not the same function or work, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Romans 12, 4 and 5. Also, we are all important. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having give more abundant honor to that part which lacked. 1 Corinthians 12, 17 and 18, and verses 22 through 24. In the body of Christ, each member has a function and is important, just as each part of our physical body has a function. Each member in both the physical and spiritual realm for the body to be healthy must fulfill its particular job. We are all dependent upon each other. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Romans 12, verse 5. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Again, just as each member must fulfill its purpose, each member is dependent upon the other. The ear does not see, nor does the eye hear. Consider the responsibilities this brings to us. We are to respect other members of the body. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. For the body is not one member, but many. Romans 12, verse 3, and 1 Corinthians 12, verse 14. We are to accept ourselves as members of the body, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Romans 12, verse 3, and 1 Corinthians 12, 15 and 16. We are to do our part in working to build up the body, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Ephesians 4:16 and Romans 12:6-8. We are to care about all other members of the body, that there should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. 1 Corinthians 12, 25 and 26, and Romans 15, 16. Friends, the Lord designed the church as a body so that we might accomplish more, enjoy unity, and be happy. A Christian is not only part of the body of Christ, but he's also a new creature. We have all begun something that is new and unique in each of us. There is one kind of newness which every Christian has in common. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We all need to be made new creatures, that you put off concerning the former conversation or the way of life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians 4:22-24. By the grace of God, it is possible for any person to be made new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:18. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2, verse 10. Friends, we must be in Christ if we are to be new creatures. Galatians 3:27 tells us how and when that takes place. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Romans 6:3-4 says, Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. When we arise out of the waters of baptism, like Christ was raised from the dead, we also rise from spiritual death, becoming new people. Old sins are washed away, Acts 22:16, and we come forth to walk in newness of life. We are new in our relationship with God, 2 Corinthians 5:18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We have a new purpose in life, 2 Corinthians 5:15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. A new view of people. 2 Corinthians 5:12-16. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Paul's opponents gloried in those things that were outward, their letters of recommendation, their personal knowledge of Christ in the flesh, their Hebrew heritage, and so forth. Paul gloried in that moral and spiritual imitation of Christ, which is well-pleasing to God. Paul's life was devoted to Christ and to man for Christ. When tempted to swerve from either of those services, Christ's love got him back on track. As Christians, we are new creatures, and that means to put on some new clothes. A Christian must put off the old man. Colossians 3:5-10, mortify or put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked some time when you lived in them. But now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. A Christian then must put on the new man. Colossians 3:12-17. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Friends, choose to be in the body of Christ, and God will make you a new creature by your obedience to the gospel of Christ. Those on the day of Pentecost were told to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, and they would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38. The Lord commands us to do the same. If there's any way we can help you, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.